Hello. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Accessibility Technical Advisory Committee meeting. Before we start, I wanted to remind folks about our teleconference participation process. It's relatively simple. Please mute your phones when you're not speaking. Do not put your phones on hold because guess what? It'll play music and then our good IT person, Mr. Jim, will be forced to mute you and then you won't be able to speak. That would not be good. Please don't speak until you're called on. I'll give everybody opportunity to talk. I'll stack names. Everybody will have their opportunity. I'll explain the process in a bit. But those are basically the simple rules. Do not wait to speak so we can keep order. Everybody will have their opportunity. And be aware that any background noise that you have, in the background, will be amplified through your phone. Okay, so first is I'm going to go ahead and establish that we have a quorum. Commissioner Gross.
I'm here.
Very good. Jack Humberg. All right. Sharon McNarty. Barbara Page, sorry. Okay. Commissioner Schiffer. Brad.
I'm on.
Commissioner Schilling, we know, will not be here. Larry Schneider. Larry? Very good. Commissioner Worrell. Diana? And Jim Woolihan. Jim?
Here.
Okay. So we need to get one more person on board for a quorum. Is Jack Humberg, Sharon McNarty, Barbara Page, or Commissioner Worrell on the line? We have 4 of 9, and that is not a quorum. So I guess we'll have staff send some emails and phone calls or whatever it takes. Who would be the most likely one that could make it of that group, I wonder?
I think so. Barbara Page, maybe we have a good chance that we get Barbara on.
Okay. So folks, we're gonna hold on for a second and wait till we establish.
The notes. These are the notes.
With X.
Hey, Jeff, while we're waiting, this is Jeff Gross. I got a quick question. On the website, there's green and there's blue for the second comments. What's the green and blue mean? They're just different comments?
It's really, the green means that, like for example, let me go into the system and I'll go into the accessibility details with comments. And the green, for example, it tells you that there is an alternate language submitted, yes, under like A7637. And it give you the highlight, and that's really alternate language as submitted under the second 45 comment period.
So it's a new comment those are the comments the tax are going to address today. As opposed to,
but I still don't understand the blue or the green.
The green.
Green.
The green. Okay, so the green is what we're going to address today.
Right. So for instance, on the first one, as Mo said, 7637, alternate two is the language, which is nothing but editorial. The TAC recommended approval already, and they asked Skip to fix the numeration. That's the only change there. So that should be a no-brainer.
For the comment, general comment is going to say it's going to be blue and yes or no, regardless if it's under the first or the second. But in general comment. For the alternate language, you're always going to have a green, and it says, and give you the alternate language for that.
And also,
okay, just some simple language. The green is the change, and the blue is just the comment.
Yes.
We're all logging on now.
Okay.
And we'll go through it as we go. And I think you guys have 5 code changes, and we'll go slow if you like, you know.
And I generally sort of introduce what the proponent's asking for, like here's alternate language, not the actual language, but the fact that there is an alternate, or they're just asking you to reverse your decision, that's, you know, and then the proponent will explain what they're asking for.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody can call?
Diana, we're also calling in now, and Barbara Page, they're trying to read.
Barbara Page was supposed to be on.
Okay.
I called her, but she didn't answer.
She should be.
Do we have any TAC members who did not respond to the initial roll call on the phone? Commissioner Worrell, for instance, are you on? Or Barbara Page? All right, so Jack Humberg, Sharon McNarty, Barbara Page, and Diana Worrell.
Jack is out today along with Mr. Schelling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so I knew about Fred. I didn't know about Jack. Okay.
Sharon's
out. Jack's out.
So Sharon's not going to be here either then for sure. All right.
No, but the yeses that I had were Jeffrey, Barbara, James Willihan, Brad Schiffer, Larry Schneider, and Diana Worrell.
So we need, so Diana and Barbara are two hopes. It, even one of them was all we really need because the TAC's so small.
Jim, you don't have anybody that's popped in on the...
I'm looking.
Okay, there she is right there.
She's gone.
Let's see if she's live.
Okay, Commissioner Worrell, are you on the line? Diana?
She may not be on the phone yet.
If you use a headset, when you log in, you can just plug into your computer and talk that way, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, has any TAC member logged in or on the line since we took the original roll call? Commissioner Worrell, are you on? Or Barbara Page, are you on?
See if Diana's there.
Commissioner Worrell, are you on the phone? Diana?
I am.
Yay. Thank you. All right. Well,
sorry about that. I had trouble connecting.
That's okay. Well, you have made the quorum, so we now have five members, so we're ready to go.
Okay.
All right. So the first order of business is to approve today's agenda, which is to approve the minutes from the June 20th meeting and then to provide the commission with comments on the public comments received to your package of recommendations for proposed modifications to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
I'm going to move it.
And who's the second?
I'll second it. Diana Wall.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. And who made the motion? It kind of bleeped out.
Yeah, I think I did, Brad Schiffer.
Yeah, okay, great. Thanks, Brad. All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Are there any revisions or additions to the posted minutes from the June 20th, 2019 meeting? If not, is there a motion to accept the report as posted? Don't knock each other down. How about Brad's made a motion. Is there a second? Come on, Diana, you can do it.
All right, I'll second it.
Thank you. Yay. Okay, we have a motion and a somewhat reluctant second, but we'll accept that. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Very good. Okay, so I'm going to review the process of how we're going to do this piece, mobile Orientis to materials, and then we'll get started. So we're going to follow the tracking chart, and the first one is 7637. So what I'll do is I'll introduce the modification, make a, you know, and then Mo will provide any information needed about what other tacks have done, et cetera. Then I'll ask the proponent to provide their comments. I'll ask if anybody else wishes to speak in favor. If anybody wishes to speak against, we'll do that. If there are pros and cons, we'll do one collective rebuttal. The maximum time allotment will be 3 minutes each. And then we'll go back to the TAC, and I'll ask the TAC on a straw poll basis whether they support the comment. If the TAC supports the comment, then that will be recorded. If the vote doesn't achieve the 67% or two-thirds requirement, then it will not be recommended, as will be a does not support the comment. If it's pretty clear there's not support, I'll say if you don't support the comment, I can't say raise your hands. I'll have to call you by name. If there's any discrepancy, we may just do a voice call, if depending on whether there seems to be agreement or whether we need to record the differences and vote. Those will then go on, those comments will then be given to the commission at the August meeting, and those particular modifications we pulled off the consent agendas of the tax recommendations that they made in their March meeting. The process is what we've always done. I'm asking the proponent to identify whether they're asking for the alternate plus the original or just the alternate as a standalone, so that we're clear on what's being asked for. And I think folks are pretty familiar with how we do this. TACs are asked not to make any changes to any of the language, but to either decide yes or no on whether the comment addresses their concerns. It's a two-thirds requirement for the TAC just for the code process, so these will be based on that threshold vote. And then again, the commission will take up these recommendations at the August 13th and 14th meeting as individually considered if your comment suggests a change to your original recommendation. Does anybody have any questions on the process? Okay, then I'm going to ask Mo to go ahead and provide us the Orientis to the materials.
Good morning, this is Mo Medani. As you see on the agenda before you, there is item number D, where if you click on that item, and I'm going to do that, it's going to take you to the metrics, which has in it all the charts, tracking, and the details that we have been working on for the tax to review. Code changes submitted along with comments submitted on these code changes. As you know, the subject of your TAC would be the accessibility, and there is two things here uploaded for the accessibility. There is the detail report with comments, which is what we'll be using to review the comments submitted on those code changes before you, and also you have the tracking charts with comments. So if I click on the tracking chart with comments, the tracking chart is, as you see, it provides you with a summary of those code changes that you will be reviewing. There's a total of 4 code changes, and the detail reports summarize the code changes by code or by subcode, and give you the code change number along with the summary of the code change and the action that we're looking mainly for you to provide us. In this case, there is either you, in terms of comment, only mainly you're addressing the comment. So you support the comment because the comment sufficiently addressed it. Your concern that raised why you reviewed the original code change, or do not support the comments at this point because the comment does not address the tax concern, or you could say no comment is needed. You know, if somebody's saying, well, I support this code change and the code change is already approved or submitted, or just a general comment, you don't feel like it's really worth addressing it, so you can say no comment is needed. And finally, your mainly Jeff would ask for straw votes to, you know, to see with regard to the consensus on the comments, whether you support or not. But that's really our staff here, and Marlita will be using this tracking chart to record the minutes of your meetings, mainly your actions and all that. So I'm gonna at this point minimize this and go to the code mod. I'm sorry, go to the accessibility with comments, the detail report. The detail report is what we will be using at this meeting to review the code changes. The code changes, as you see, there's a four of those, and as you see, the first code change is A7637. The information that's in under 7637 is really consists of everything really submitted for this code mod. The history of the code mod, whether there is a general comment submitted or alternate language submitted, and if it's visible green, meaning that this is, there is an alternate language submitted under the second 45-day comment period. So the history, first thing we will see that the history of the code mod as submitted, meaning that the original text. Then, you know, the next thing you see, there's alternate language. It tells you, you know, the number of the alternate language, which is A2 in this case, who submitted the alternate language, and the history of it. And then after that, it gives you the history for the general comments. If somebody, like G1 here, somebody said, this is an editorial comment. The second paragraph, you know, so it's kind of give you a general information. And then after that, you will see the alternate language first, what is really you will be reviewing and taking action on. And then after that, you will see the original text of the mod, and so on. And then we'll start with the second one. Any question about the detail report or the tracking charts before we start? All right, thank you.
All right, thanks everybody. Okay, we're gonna start with modification 7637. Skip Gregory, are you on the phone? Okay, well, all Skip is doing is asking what you guys recommended approval at the first meeting. And he made a correction with his alternate two language. Am I there anything to say on this one?
Actually, this code mods, actually, all of these code changes that before you were mods were taken by more than one tab. So the first one, 7637, this was taken up by the primary tag was really at that point is a special occupancy. You have reviewed it as a also second tag, which is at that time the special occupancy tag, that's in March, approved it as submitted, and the accessibility tag, your tag, approved it. It said no affirmative recommendation, and that's really because of the fact that part of this code mod was attempting to revise the accessibility code, and as you know, accessibility code cannot be revised through this process. There's a separate rule for it and has to go through that rule. So your vote was or action and no affirmative recommendation. This code change, the comments submitted by mainly Skip, what he did, he revised his code change and removed the language with regard to the accessibility, and mainly went with A2, which A2 at this point has no conflict with the accessibility code, and a special occupancy tag approved this, mainly supported the comment, only A2 only. And we hope that you will do the same, so we'll have a consistent action on this from you and the special occupancy.
All right, thank you, Mo. So, as Mo said, the primary TAC has recommended approval for comment A2 as on a straw poll. So if you support the comment, which would then be consistent with special occupancy A2, please say aye.
I'm sorry, this is Larry Schneider. I want to clarify what you are actually asking us to do. I don't understand when you say supporting this because of, and I want to know what language we're talking about because I'm against what this is proposing, but I think you're bifurcating this issue and I want to make sure we're all understanding what we're talking about. I apologize, but I'm not clarified on what this vote is talking about.
Okay. Larry, do you see the detail reports?
I've got the report in front of me.
All right. Let's go to the original code change, which says 464.3. It has in it a revision to section 4.6.31, and then it has 464.3.2. Do you see that?
Yes. Let me let you know right now, I'm against the second paragraph because this does have an impact on business. There is a financial impact. There is a financial impact
industry. Larry, that's not in the current. That's not in the alternate proposal. He struck that out. That's the big change.
The alternate language is A2. That's what you are going with at this point, without the second part.
So all you're doing.
The page A2 is just that language, but changing the number.
Yes.
Yes.
So what we're doing is the text, if I understand it, the 4.6.3.2, he's deleting that section in its...
Yes.
As it's
required. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so the only real change is just is correcting the numeration to the existing text. All right, if you support the comment, say aye.
Aye.
Does anybody not support the comment? Okay, so that's a 5-0 in support on the comment one. Okay, we go to the next one.
A2,
yes. Is 7363.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Chair. Can I also make some comments as it relates to the application?
To the previous one?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, but the physical impact, the statement that its impact to property and building owners is no cost, and the impact to industry that there's no physical impact as it relates to cost, and there's no physical impact to small businesses relative to the cost, the proposed change, that is not a true statement. The language that you're just doing that with this piece is true, but the original one is not true. I just want to put that on the record. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Okay, so the next one is 7363, and I think Mr. Holland is addressing comment G4, which is basically asking you to reverse your recommendation for no affirmative recommendation. Mo?
Yeah. This code change also came before you. The special occupancy, their action on it was no affirmative recommendation. Also, they supported comment G4. And that's because the language at this point or the proposal will conflict with Florida Statute 399, which 0.035, which deals with elevators. So we ask really that you go along with the special occupancy, mainly do not supporting G4.
So what they did is they're not supporting it. So in this case, if you agreed with your previous action, you would not support the comment. Okay, so does the proponent, Mr. Holland, are you on the phone? Would you like to make your comment, sir? Brian?
Yes, good morning. This is Brian Holland with NEMA Codes and Standards. I fully agree with Mr. Madani's assessment. Please oppose comment G4. This is being addressed by the standard. So we're not going to be in conflict with the Florida statute. We don't need this language in the code at this time. So just stick with your NAR and don't support G4.
Okay. So as you heard, the special occupancy tax and the proponent of this are all asking for you to affirm your previous action by not supporting the comment. If you do not support the comment, or does anybody have any questions first on what anything before I go on? Okay. If you don't support the comment, say aye.
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 And if you do, say aye. All right. It's 5-0, not in support. All right. 7451 was submitted by Richard Schaaland, who is also asking you to reverse your recommendation, which was for no affirmative recommendation. Mo?
Yeah. This also came before the court admin tab, where they the action was no affirmative recommendation. It plus really for the comments, they also went with G1 and did not support really comment G1 and G2, which really retained the no affirmative recommendation. Your action on this in March was also no affirmative recommendation, and that's because really you felt that they should only just reference the accessibility code. So we ask that really you your action on the comment be consistent with the code admin tag, which is mainly do not support G1 and 2.
Right, which would be affirming your previous action. Does anybody here, the proponent, wish to speak? Richard Schaaland. All right, does anybody from the public wish to speak on this one? The TAC members, do you have any questions on the issue? So if you do not support the comment, which would be basically affirming your previous action and being consistent with the other TAC, then say aye.
Aye.
If you do support the comment and want to reverse your decision, say aye.
Yes.
All right, so it's 5-0, not in support of the comment. Okay, the next one is 8375, submitted by Kimberly Gilliam, and there's a G1 comment asking you to reverse your action. Mo?
Yeah, this is the same thing. This code change went before the code admin. The code admin, as a primary tag, their action was no affirmative recommendation in March. They also looked at the comment submitted, which is G1, and they also continued to not support the code mod and G1. And at the same time, you as accessibility tag, your action in March was no affirmative recommendation. And the reason for that, if I recall, is that you felt that they only just need to reference the accessibility code. And so we ask that you mainly be consistent with the code admin tag action on G1, do not support.
All right, is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on G1? All right, back to the TAC. Does anybody need any clarification, TAC members? All right, if you want to be consistent with your previous action, which was no affirmative recommendation, as well as the code administration's, you would not support this comment. If you don't support the comment, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody who does support the comment would now say aye. All right, it's 5-0. Yeah, Brad.
Schiffer would say aye to support it. I see nothing wrong with this other than the references to the 1200, which doesn't exist in our code but does exist in the building code. So I see nothing wrong with putting this in and putting these references in. It just completes something.
All right. Then the vote is 4-1, not in support of the comment, so that is the consensus. All right, is there any additional comment from anybody in the public or the TAC? All right, Mr. Commissioner Gross, if you would just adjourn us, please.
Roll call.
Oh, sorry, thank you. Second roll call. Commissioner Gross.
I'm here.
Commissioner Schiffer.
Still here.
Larry Schneider.
Present.
Commissioner Worrell.
Here.
And Jim Woollyhand.
Here.
All right, we have the same five that we started with. All right, now Commissioner Gross, if you would adjourn us, please.
This is Joe Belcher. Can I ask a question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure, Joe, go ahead. I just wanted to make sure my setup was working is all. I'm in a hotel, so I just wanted to make sure everything I could talk for future meetings here. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Joe. All right. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay.
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chairman Gross.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.